Seeing how many of you know this. I take you a little bit later. Da 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 da
keinen David Zahn. Gewaltig, a temi zavim ayam kulchen, zavim vayelech. So my halig older brother likes to say over a teaching from the Karban Ha'ani. Karban Ha'ani, Rav Yaakov Ketina. Rav Yaakov Ketina wrote a sefer called Karban Ha'ani, offering of the poor man. And in the sefer, Rav Yaakov Ketina points out, maybe I should back up. Shlach Kadosh says that if a person's ever stuck in a place where they don't know any Torah, they have no Torah to say, they don't know what to say, so they mamish don't even know Mishnayos by heart, they don't know any Pesukim, so they should just say the Parshios, Bereishis, Noach, Lech Lecha, Ve'irach, Yisar, and Toldos. Say the names of the Parshios. So, say the names of the Parshas. And that means that the names of the Parshas are Torah. The names of the Parshas are themselves Torah. So Rav Yaakov Ketina said, Nitzavim Vayelech. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Am Yisrael, Atem Nitzavim Ayom Kulchem. Parshas Vayelech, it says Vayelech Moshe. The difference between Nitzavim and Vayelech is standing versus walking. Standing versus walking. You know that the Malachim are called Omdim, people who stand still. Malachim are very, very holy. Very holy. But they're static. They stay in one place. Human beings have the ability to walk. Human beings have the ability to walk. And so they're called Holchim. And Rabbi says, I placed you as Holchim bin Omdim. I placed you as walkers amongst these standers. Beings are called walkers, people who are walking amongst the standing. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to Am Yisrael, Parshas Nitzavim, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. You're all standing. You're standing in a place. But realize that even though you're standing still in one place, that's not the ideal. The ideal is to follow those who are Vayelech, Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader, is going from strength to strength, is going from level to level. And this is the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. The godless of Moshe Rabbeinu is that he continues growing throughout his entire life. And no matter what stage he's up to, he always sees himself as in need of taking another step. There needs to be another step. There needs to be another step. According to our tradition, Atem Nitzavim Hayom. Hayom is referring to Rosh Hashanah. Hayom. Like we say Hayom, 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 Hayom. By the Tekios, by each of the Tekios, we say the Piyot of Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. So, Rosh Hashanah, it stands by Rosh Hashanah, and he says to Hashem, I'm standing here today, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, I'm standing here today, but my goal is to understand that standing here at the beginning of a new year, what's the pshat in new year? A new year is it's a new opportunity to go further than I did before. It's a new opportunity to take steps that I never took before. It's a new opportunity to try things that I never tried before. To have conversations that I never had before. So when the parsha begins, Atem Nitzavim Ayam Kulchem, all of you are standing here today on Rosh Hashanah. Kulchem, 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 that means kulchem. And what does it say? You might have thought that who are the ones who are standing and in need on Rosh Hashanah of making Nitzavim Vayelech? Those who are standing need to go weiter, need to keep walking. So we might have thought that, you know, it's only the lowly people who need to keep walking. So the Karban Ani doesn't really say it in this way. The Karban Ani says it, if I recall correctly, that I heard it, or that I once read it, is that the Moshe Rabbeinu is giving a rebuke. He's saying, look, you're all standing around, and I'm walking. But you could also say that Nitzavim Va'ilech is that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving a command. He's saying, you Nitzavim Va'ilech. And who Nitzavim? You might have thought, who are the Nitzavim that need to continue going right there? Who are the Nitzavim that need to take a few steps in the right direction? It's the Nitzavim who, maybe you have a friend who didn't come to Eretz Yisrael for the year. He needs to work on himself. Or maybe you're here for a second year and friends have went for maybe them. Or maybe you're listening to this while you're in college and maybe you're going to Minyan and you see other people aren't going to Minyan. So who are the Nitzavim that are in need of Vayelech? Who are those who are standing who are in need of going further? Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, roshechem shifteichem. From what? Kol Yish Yisrael, tapeichem nesheichem, v'gercha asher b'kirbecha. What does it say? V'chotev etzecha at shoev mimecha. From the roshechem, shifteichem, from the highest members of the entire Jewish people until the people who are mamish mamish, the highest, the schleppers of the water. The water schleppers and the wood choppers, the people who people think are more simple, but are really very, very high. But in the Pashup Shad, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, who needs to go right there? Who needs to Rosheichem? The Rosheichem need to go, they need to improve, they need to do better. Even the greatest tzaddikim need to do better, they need to fix. They're also called Nitzavim sometimes, and they need to be Vayach. So everyone has to find the place where they're in Nitzavim, where they're standing. And to get moving. The beautiful thing about walking is that when you're walking, you have one foot on the ground and one foot off the ground. You're a little bit in Shemayim, a little bit Baretz. If you're standing, you're totally, your feet are on the ground, and that's good. But when you're walking, you're a little bit between heaven and earth. You're taking a step in the direction of holiness. It's Hashem, hopefully. So Hashem should help us. It should be Shana Tova Masuka coming up. And we should be able to take the right steps. We should be able to take good steps. Together, Kulchem. Tem Nitzavim Ayim Kulchem. Kulanu Biyachad, all of us together. To be able to do for Hashem, and to be able to do for ourselves, and to do for our families. Zot Hashem.
Thank you. Oh, Yisrael, have no fear, Mashiach will be here this year. Am Yisrael, have no fear, Mashiach will be here.
About Talmud Torah and Tshuva, connection between Talmud Torah and Tshuva. And Torah helps a person to do Tshuva. I mean, Torah helps a person to do Tshuva. There's many connections between Talmud Torah and Tshuva. One of the most famous connections between Talmud Torah and Tshuva is the Ramban in this week's Parsha. The Ramban says. The Ramban says, I'm in the middle of Chazar Sashashri. You can turn off hand. It's okay, make a little noise, it's okay. Good. So, the Ramban, the famous Ramban, is with Parsha. Pasuk says, "Lo b'shamayim hi, lo me'iver hayam." It's not far away. B'ficha u'falcha la'asosim. In your heart and in your mouth to do it. In your heart and in your mouth to do it. So the Ramban says, number one, it's talking about Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah. It's in your heart and your mouth to do it. Open your mouth and start speaking words of Torah. And Ramban says it's also talking about tshuva. Tshuva is something a person does with their heart and their mouth. Say to Hashem, sorry for what I did, sorry for what I didn't do. And please help me that I should be able to be better in the future. Torah and tshuva are one in you. So I was thinking, and I shared this with some of the guys earlier this week, so you guys are very lucky. You get to study Torah, come out all day. Almost all day you get to sit and get to learn Torah. And all of you have friends, and you have parents, and you have uncles, and you have people who you get to do a little daf yom in the morning, and those are they're mamish. I envy those people. A lot of times I envy those people. You get to learn Torah all day. What happens when a person doesn't get to learn Torah all day? Or what happens when a person is in a state where they don't feel like they can learn Torah? So there's an amazing connection between Torah and tefillah that I want to share with you. Based on a very sweet, poignant, and somewhat well-known teaching of Saladija about Birchas HaTorah, based on the Rishonim, and Tosfos, and the Agur. how is it that when a Yid wakes up in the morning and he makes Birchas HaTorah and he says Kipsukim and he says a Mishnah, he says a little bit of a Braisa, and davens and he goes to work. And he works 3, 4, 5, 6 hours. 3, 4, 5, 6 hours. Comes to comes to lunchtime, and at lunchtime he pulls out a little bit of pocket, I don't know, Mishnayos, pocket Rashi Chumash, and he reads from Pesukim. And how is it that when he does that, when he pulls out that pocket Chumash or that pocket Mishnayos, he doesn't have to say Birchas HaTorah again? He doesn't have to say another Birchas HaTorah, even though if, let's say, after davening, he took a drink of that, what is that, spring apple juice, took a drink of that spring apple juice, and then he goes and he works for 5, 6 hours, and he comes back, and he's in a different room, and he wants another drink of spring apple juice, he's to make another Shahakwa. So how is it that by Talmud Torah there's this mystery, this mysterious thing, that a person learns a little bit of Torah in the morning, goes about his day, and he comes back, and he jumps right back in, doesn't need another bracha. So the Rishonim already give us the mechanism, and Soloveitchik said it in a really beautiful way. A Jew is constantly connected to Torah. A Jew, from the time that he was in the womb, is already learning Torah. Gemara says in Nidah and Daflamid that we learn Kol Torah Kula in the womb, in our mother's bellies. And so when we learn Torah, we're coming back to something familiar, something which is a part of us. It's mother's milk, if you will. And not only that, but Rasavichik explained that a Jew's connection with Torah is so profound, is so deep, that even when he's not actively involved in the Talmud Torah, there's a latent awareness of Torah. In the same way that a mother, when she's with her child, dressing the child in the morning, or father, dressing his children in the morning, and he takes them to Gan and he drops them off and he goes off to work, whether he's fortunate to teach Torah or he's fortunate to help somebody find a comfortable pair of shoes, or he's fortunate enough to save people's lives on the operating table. But every parent knows that even though they dropped off their kids and they're not going to see them again for a few hours, the child is really still part of the parent's latent awareness. The child is really still there. And I would say also, if I would be so bold, I would say that it's also true for a Rebbe. That a Rebbe, when he's with his Talmidim, when he's with the Talmidim who are with him this year, so he has an active awareness of them, but there are Talmidim, like it says in Parshas Tzavim, those who are with us today and those who are not with us today, those who are standing with us today, those who were with us before, those who will be with us in the future, Rebbe is connected to all of his Talmidim, and Talmud is connected to the Rebbe. And there's a latent awareness, like a parent and a child who, when the child's playing with the other kids in the sandbox, they're also thinking about their Iman Abba. They may not be able to express it, especially as a child, but there's a connection between Iman Abba. That's why everybody knows if the child is playing in the sandbox and all of a sudden they're in Gan, and all of a sudden the parent comes in, it messes everything up for the teacher. All of a sudden the kid wants to go home, doesn't want to, can't. In a second they're reattached. And a Jew's relationship with Torah is like that also. We can go, we can stray, we can take little detours, sometimes big detours, and we're seemingly far away from Torah, or we're just involved in Sheishas Yom Tavu V'Sisukum L'Achtecha, which is also connected to the Torah, the Pasuk in the Torah. And then a person comes back, and they're instantly reconnected to Torah. No new bracha is necessary, because it's Megala that they were really connected all along. And this, I think, is the deepest connection between Torah and Tshuva. What's the Indian of Tshuva? The Indian of Tshuva is, no matter how far a person strays, Baruch Hu says, all you need to do is turn one tiny little bit. And as soon as you turn, you'll realize that you were never really disconnected at all. You thought you were disconnected. You thought for a second that you left, and maybe you did, you left my active participation in our relationship. But it was just pretend, it wasn't real. It wasn't a real leaving, you were actually really connected to me the whole time. And just like there's no Birkas HaTorah, I would argue that's the reason we spoke about this a little bit last week. That's a deeper reason why there's no Shechiyah on Tshuva. Because Tshuva is something which is a constant thing. Sometimes you're aware you're doing Tshuva, sometimes you're not aware that you're doing Tshuva. The world is in a constant state of revealing the fact that Eino Nuvada, Epizulaso. And sometimes with that we have to suffice. Sometimes we say that has to be good enough for right now. And that's everything. So we have to suffice. That's everything. So Lo Bashamayim, the Torah is not in heaven. Tshuva is not in heaven. Tshuva is sitting right around this table. Tshuva is available for every single one of us. And Hashem should help us to do Tshuva. Hashem should help us that we should know how to do Tshuva. Sometimes a person doesn't even know how to do Tshuva. They don't know what's called doing the right thing, what's called doing the wrong thing. Such confusion at the end of days. Our imamish sometimes don't know, like, is that the right thing? Is it the wrong thing? So Hashem should help us. We should be able to do Tshuva. We should have the right guidance. Hashem should put the right people with us in our path so that they can guide us home to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Tashuv Hei, to return that final Hei of Hashem's name that He's waiting for. Zuch to the Gula Shlema, Mehira, the Amin, Amen. Let's try another new one. You may not even know. I Hashiveinu Hashem Melecha Hashem Melecha Ben Ashuga. Hashiveinu, Hashem Melecha, Hashem Melecha, Ben Ashuva, Hashem Melecha, 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 Hashem Melec Gewaldig. Sometimes you just have to be simple. Sometimes you can't be such a chacham. You guys know what the word prostic means? Prostic. Prostak. It means a person who is just simple, simple, simple to the point of almost, it's almost crude. Not rude. It's so simple. Rabbi Nachman said, you think that my intention, Rabbi Nachman said, you think my intention is to make you into, I don't know what you thought I was trying to make you into. My intention is that you should be so thirsty for Hashem, you should go scream in the forest like wild animals. I said that once. Okay. So I don't think we're going to be screaming like wild animals right now around the forest. And but I'm going to sing you a song about animals. I just think it's something about learning from animals. Animals are so simple. Animals are so simple. So pushy. It could be a good thing, it could be a bad thing. Sometimes a dream needs to be simple. The Torah describes the mitzvah of Hakel. Coming up soon. And even here, in the beginning of mitzvah, it refers to Tapechem, Nesheichem. Tapechem, those Tapechem are also by the Tapechem, the children, are also by the Hakel and the Vayelech. Chazal say, why, you know, I understand why the men and women have to come, but why do they bring the children? So again, this goes back to what we were saying before, that child, the essence of Torah is connected to every single person. Even the children, after the children. But, children, children are also simple. Child is simple. The pleasure like a child. So, some of you know this nigun. Some of you know this tefillah. To be able to be like an animal in a good way. To learn from the animals to serve Hashem in a good way. The Torah tells us that when Hashem created Adam, He told Adam to name all the animals. He gave Adam the task of naming all the animals. Whatever Adam named the animals, that's what their name is going to be. That's what their name is going to be. So when Adam went to go name the animals, he was really trying to learn from the animals. So the Malbim explains it. He's going to see what are the traits of this particular animal that I can learn from to serve Hashem better. How can I learn to be brave from this animal? How can I learn to be hardworking from this animal? So there's a mission on Pirkei Avos that says that we should try to be kal kanesher, should be light like an eagle. Ratz katzvi, we should be able to run fast, swift like a deer. Az kenomer, right? All these different things. So the Mefarshim on the Mishnah asks the question, why doesn't it say be swift, be light, be brave, be bold? Why do you have to say be swift like an eagle? I know what swift is. Be bold like a leopard. The answer is that Hashem wants us to learn from those animals. Hashem wants us to see those animals and to take their pashtus and their strength and their lightness and to go with that and to do for Hashem.
Shema, Shema.
To be here for Rosh Hashanah sometimes. Maybe in the future, it's Hashem. So, one of the things that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, which I always like to say before speaking on Rosh Hashanah, is that let's say there's a bris that falls out on Rosh Hashanah. The bris falls out on Rosh Hashanah. So the Shulchan Aruch says that we do malin lifnei tkiyat shofar. We do the bris before tkiyat shofar. That's where we do it. Mal lifnei tkiyat shofar. And I always like to think, I always like to say that, you know, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us two dinim. Number one, if there's a bris, you have to do it before tkiyat shofar. There's also a pasuk, Parshas Netzavim. It says, V'haya ki yavo alecha kol advarim ha'ila. And it will be after a long, long, long Jewish history. When all of these things happen to you, the bracha and the klala, asher nasati lefanecha, that I placed before you. V'ashivosa levavecha v'chol agoyim asher hadichacha Hashem lokecha shama. V'shavta Hashem Elokecha v'shamata v'kolo. Hashem will return you and you'll listen to His voice. V'chol asher anochi mitzavcha yomata v'anecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. And then all of you will come back, you and your sons, all together. V'shav Hashem Elokecha shvuscha v'rechamecha v'shav v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim. Hashem will gather you in from all the different nations. That Hashem has spread you out all over the place. Even if you're sent off to the furthest most places, from there I'll gather you in. From there Hashem will gather you in. And from there I'll take you. And you will be brought back to the land of your fathers. Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ve'es levav zarach. One of the famous Rosh Tevos of El. Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ve'es levav. Your heart and the heart of your sons, your children. Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ve'es levav zarach. So that before Tkiyat Shofar, if there's a bris mila, so there's such a thing as called the mila on the bris hamaor, the bris on the makom hamila. But then there's also something called the Bris Halev. Something called the Arlas Halev. Something called that part of the heart which is covered over. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give your heart, I'm going to give your heart of stone a Bris Milah. Umal Hashem lokech es levavcha ves levav zaracha. So before Tkiat Shofar, the custom is for someone to speak, to darshan, to open the heart a little bit. To open the heart up a little bit. Parshas Nitzavim is preparing us for that. It's preparing us for the opening of the heart that's going to take place on an individual level, on a national level. That is happening on an individual level, that is happening on a national level. And we have to be strong together. We have to be strong together, and we have to be mechazik one another and to hold on tight. To makabel people for who they are and where they're at, and to help them to get to where they need to be. That's Hashem. So you should think about that. Malin b'fnei tkiat shofar. You have to mal the heart a little bit before tkiat shofar. Open up the heart. Famous Torah from the Kotzker. That every day in Shema we say that we place the words of Torah al levavecha. And the Kotzker said, why put them al levavecha? Don't we want the words of Torah to go into the heart? Aren't we waiting for the words of Torah to go inside our hearts, transcend our fleshy heart, and to either lift it up or drop inside of it and pump all over the rest of the body? So the Kotzker said, yeah, that is the goal, but that's not always possible. And so in the meantime, we pile on the heart, pile on the heart, and pile on the heart. And the Jewish people are piling on and piling on and piling on nationally. And before Tkiat Shofar, on an individual level, a person is supposed to try malin b'fnei Tkiat Shofar, and try to do a little bris milah so that the words should, the Al Levavecha teaching should go in the heart. But Hashem promises, and this we must hold on to, that if we keep piling on the heart and piling on the heart, Jewish people pile on the heart and pile on the heart, then eventually, Mal Hashem, eslevavcha veslevav zarecha, Hashem will open up the heart of the Jewish people and it will all come dropping in. When Mashiach comes and Mashiach takes one look at us. And Mashiach takes one look at us. With that look of compassion that we don't have on ourselves. So then the heart will open and everything will drop in. We'll dance together in Sasha. I'm gonna play one more original Megan. And then we'll see what happens after that. Shabbos. That's a great tune. This song is called A Porch Side View of Yerushalayim. Da 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 da
Shabbos, Kodesh, Shabbos, good Shabbos.
Shabbos, 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 Shabbos,
Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos,
Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos,